Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back with Ted Pike and his ministry. Ted, let me ask you this question. You have produced a number of videos as well, and some of them dealing with the Middle East, why it bleeds and so forth, support for Israel. I'm sure that many of your videos have been used on television programs, local public access across America, haven't they?
Oh, yes, they have.
What kind of reaction have you gotten, if any, from the ADL types?
Well, you know, it's interesting. My other Israel video was shown a year or two ago in Washington, D.C. area, Northern Virginia, Fairfax County, I think, on public access. And some Jewish organizations screened bloody murder about it and reported it. And actually, they reported it to the ACLU, and the ACLU watched it. They complained that it was a hate film and should be banned from public access. And the American Civil Liberties Union watched it and said they didn't find it hateful at all.
Well, there have been some enmities, ironically, between the ACLU and the ADL, and it's amazing. Sometimes the illegitimate stepson will rebel against the father,
yeah,
you know, and they work together normally. But
people from the American Way launched a huge national attack on me many years ago, and they just sent out probably many hundreds of thousands of warnings against me to evangelical pastors in America. They didn't get anywhere with that. In fact, I've sold many, many thousands of books and videos out of the publicity I generated out of that attack. Basically, yes, my video is attacked when it's shown often on public access, but on the other hand, these things usually blow over pretty fast because all of my works are so well documented.
Yes, that's the key.
And once the hysteria kind of settles down, people just can't find anything wrong with it.
Yeah, it's interesting. We do the community access, public access cable TV program, The Deadly Experiment, with me hosting along with Scott Smith, my co-host. And we very, very seldom, if ever, get any hardcore negative comments until we talk about Israel and we talk about Zionism and we talk about the real Israel, not the one presented by the media. And invariably, these people would like to censor or remove from the airwaves any point of view that might threaten their domain. So, you know, these are the real intolerant ones. These are the real censors. These are the ones that want to destroy free speech. And just as the ADL has tried to do and is trying to do with hate crimes.
Well, you know, on the other hand, I have been on well over a couple hundred interviews on alternative talk radio over the last year and a half.
Right.
And what I'm finding is that the evangelical community is really quite tolerant of what I'm saying, because basically I'm doing like the Hebrew prophets, like Ezekiel and John the Baptist and even Jesus. I am criticizing the evil Jewish leaders who are leading the flock of Israel astray. And like those prophets, I have an eschatology, a view of the future, which is benevolent toward a Jewish remnant. I believe that they will a Jewish remnant will repent and return to Christ at His second coming, and so on. And also, I am very protective of the Jews from this tarring of anti-Semitism, which the ADL stimulates worldwide through its anti-hate laws and so on. And so, basically, Christians. When I say that I'm basically kind of doing the Corey Ten Boom thing, I'm protecting the Jews from a new wave of anti-Semitism by beating back their evil Jewish leaders. You see, Christians are very familiar with evil Jewish leaders. They're all over the place in the Old Testament. The prophets were lambasting them, and so there's a precedent here that evil Jewish leaders have been around for a long time.
Ted, we thank you for that. We have to go. www.truthtellers.org, right?
That's it. Thank you so much.
We'll talk again, Reverend Ted Pike. All right, we'll be back with more and different conversation as well, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. This is Rick Adams. Mm-hmm.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All righty, we're back. And speaking of masters of Zionism and terrorism, Christopher Bolin's column, Michael Chertoff, the Master of Disaster. Yes, it's posted, and you can see it on rumormill.com, I believe. Rumormillnews.com, rather. And he writes, it now appears likely that Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, may finally be held accountable for the absolutely non-effective federal response to Hurricane Katrina. As I said at the time, Chertoff needs to be held accountable for criminal negligence leading to the deaths of hundreds of innocent people in New Orleans. RMN and the American Free Press readers were the first to know that Chertoff was in fact the primary federal official directly responsible for the failure to respond to the millions of Americans in dire distress in New Orleans and the devastated Gulf Coast communities. I have an even bigger bone to chew with the Israeli-American Michael Chertoff, because he also was the official who failed, quote-unquote, to investigate 9/11 as Assistant Attorney General in charge of the criminal division of the Justice of the Department of Injustice on 9/11. He was also the New Jersey Attorney General who guided the investigation and managed the criminal trial of the Arabs allegedly involved in the first terror attack on the World Trade Center of 93. This earlier false flag operation was obviously designed not to bring down the towers, but to form the impression in the minds of Americans that Arabs were targeting WTC Twin Towers. This preconditioning was done so that when 9/11 did happen, it would be assumed by the world that Arabs were behind these terror attacks. Assistant Attorney General Chertoff is the one who oversaw the non-investigation of what really happened on 9/11, who sent the 200 Israeli terror suspects home on visa violations, who drew up the list of the alleged 19 Arab hijackers, and who single-handedly created the impression that Arabs had committed the 9/11 attacks, while the real terror suspects, his Israeli comrades, went home to brag about their successful terror attacks in New York City. You remember we talked about that last Friday night with Scott Smith. We read the transcripts. Brit Hume and company at Fox News. And then he writes, Chertoff is the key Zionist mole in the U.S. government that needs to be exposed and put in prison. If anyone belongs in Guantanamo, chained to a floor, abused and beaten for answers, it is, you guessed it, Michael Chertoff, the devil. Not some poor taxi drivers from Kabul. So, Christopher Bolin does a real good investigative job, as usual, on Michael Chertoff and the questions that are not being asked right now by the committee in Congress. You notice you've got Mr. Lieberman going face-to-face with Michael Chertoff. Here we go. Two Zionist Jews, one more radical than the other, and yet they're putting on a good show about Katrina. They're not asking questions of Mr. Chertoff regarding 9/11 and why he personally made sure these Israeli spies were exited from the country back home to Israel where they could laugh it off. I don't expect Lieberman to be honest. I don't expect Lieberman to tell the truth. That would be the last thing. Well, in any event, he continues. Read on. Federal officials steadfastly refused to answer key questions every reporter had asked. Who is to blame for the delayed and ineffective federal response in Katrina? When Michael Chertoff, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, arrived in Louisiana several days after the flood, he became testy when a reporter asked who is to blame for the failure of the federal government to respond more quickly and effectively. The time to assign blame would come later, Chertoff said. Remember, Chertoff is the Israeli-American former assistant attorney general who managed the investigation of 9/11, an investigation in which scores of Israeli terror suspects were released on visa violations. We have to keep saying this over and over and over till it sinks in. As it happens, the New Yorker publication reported, Chertoff was the senior Justice Department official on duty at the FBI command center right after the attacks. His office became the funnel for what is probably the most important criminal investigation in American history, as prosecutors and FBI investigators pour in to seek the boss's approval. Jeffrey Toobin wrote, in November 2001, for day-to-day decisions, Chertoff has the last word. On September 14, the U.S. Senate rejected by a party-line vote of 44-54 a bill introduced by Hillary Clinton, which would have created a blue-ribbon bipartisan panel to investigate the federal government's response to Hurricane Katrina. And that was September 14th, 2005, obviously. Chertoff, a graduate of Harvard Law School, knows who is logically and legally responsible for the delayed and inadequate federal response to Hurricane Katrina. a failure that undoubtedly exacerbated the human suffering and caused an untold number of lives to be lost. The responsibility is all his. George Bush signed the Homeland Security Presidential Directive on February 28, 2003, which makes the DHS secretary the legal authority in such disasters. Okay? Now, the National Response Plan of 2004 states, pursuant to HSPD-5, the Secretary of the Homeland Security is responsible for coordinating federal operations within the United States to prepare for, respond to, and recover from terrorist attacks, major disasters, and other emergencies. It mandates, quote, if the resources of state and local authorities are overwhelmed and federal assistance has been requested by the appropriate state and local authorities, the DHS secretary is responsible to coordinate the federal government's resources. That was Kathleen Blanco, governor of Louisiana. She went there along with the state's Office of Homeland Security, and then they requested federal assistance and asked Bush to declare an expedited major disaster on August 28th. Blanco had already declared a state of emergency on the 26th of August, 3 days before Hurricane Katrina made landfall on August 29th. Now, of course, we see all of the heads rolling, and Michael Brown, director of FEMA, a sub-agency of DHS, had been recalled from New Orleans. He was going to be the fall guy. Well, he's been speaking out. It was Chertoff, not Brown, who was in charge of managing the national response. And, of course, they knew about the levees being, in fact, they probably did more than know about the breaching of the levees. Well in time to do something. So this continually goes on now. This administration is undergoing more investigations probably than any other in history, and yet nothing has happened. Ladies and gentlemen, it is more of the same with George Bush, Dick Cheney, Birdshot Cheney, and all of the others in this administration, including Donald Rumsfeld and Little Bucktooth herself, Condoleezza Rice. What an administration, a disgrace, coming under attack with more every day. Now, you may say, well, that's good, Rick. That's wonderful. People are catching on. They're learning about what's going on in Washington. Well, let me tell you something. If it happens that way, it was planned. So said FDR. Nothing happens in politics by accident. You see, my friends, these people are willing to take a fall. They're willing to take a dive for the cause of their satanic masters in the New World Order, and indeed, their masters in Jerusalem, they will do whatever it takes, even reducing America to one fraction of her former self. And when we come back from the break, we'll take calls on this and other subjects, but just a quick brief note about tomorrow night's special program and what you should be lined up to record. I think we got a minute now. Let's play that little precursor, Paul.
Honoria. Taylor Caldwell, internationally famous American novelist, wrote the story of Honoria for the Dan Smoot Report. Honoria was once a great nation. Her story is taken from the pages of recorded history, and it is a poignant commentary on our time when citizens who love their country and who grieve to see it being destroyed by the policies of its own leaders are branded as super patriots and extremists. What was Honoria? And what was her fate? Who made her great? And who were her enemies? Were the enemies within, or were they without? That is the story of Honoria.
And we shall hear it tomorrow night, live and in color, right here on this network. The Dan Smoot Report from over 35 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. You'll hear what Taylor Caldwell had written and what country she was talking about, Honoria. Set your tape recorders, set your CDs, and tape it. It'll be in the first hour tomorrow night, so don't miss it. I'm giving you plenty of time to prepare. All right, we'll be back with our callers right after these messages. I'm Rick Adams. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. Spread the word. And tomorrow night, get your recorders, your CD recorders, whatever you got. I don't care what technology you use, right on computer. You put it on your CD, your floppy disk, your sloppy disk. I don't care what it is they call it. If you don't want to miss Honoria tomorrow night in the first hour, and more than likely because of time, it's about 11 minutes long, it will be in the second half hour of the first hour. Am I getting too complicated? Yes, I am. All right, let us go back to the phones at 800-313-9443. And let us say hello to Barney. Hello, Barney in Maryland.
Yeah, how you doing, Rick?
I'm doing very well tonight, as you can see, sir.
I got two things.
Sure.
First, I think all these exposures are engineered to cause the American people to lose faith in the existing form of government so they can merge them into the one world government.
Well, that's true. That is a very large part of it.
And the second part, I just wanted to call and find out what you think about U.S. turning over 5 or 6 ports to the foreigners to regulate, mm-hmm. and also if the shooting of by the vice president of the lawyer isn't serving as a diversion from what I think is a very important thing.
Well, we brought that up the other night about the the vice president, and you know, we suggested there might be more here than meets the eye, but it was being used by the press corps to try to nibble away at the administration. And, by the way, we're not getting all the details. The seeming incongruities in this story by Dick Cheney. Now, Dick Cheney has been more than forthcoming with Brit Hume and Fox News, of course, but beyond that, there are some questions that are still lingering here. And as one reporter said, in fact, one of the people, I guess it was Tim Russert at NBC, that if Mr. Whittington's condition should worsen, then we're in for some very serious inquiries. But if he comes out of this, it will all be forgotten. But that is the key right there. And I have some questions about how this could have happened. As one of the callers said last night, it doesn't seem logical at all. It's totally and completely out of kilter for Dick Cheney to make a mistake like that. I wonder. I don't know. God only knows what's going on here.
Well, I think it's the idea they signed letting those foreign nations take over regulating our ports is a very important thing, too.
Oh, yeah. They're doing it under our eyes, Barney. I mean, they've been doing this with China, the United Arab Emirates, from the Middle East to China. America is for sale. American debt is being, bought and then, of course, sold. And we are nothing more than pawns in the game. I mean, we are a debtor nation now, a debt-driven nation, and we're going to talk more about that tomorrow night in the second hour with Jeff, who will be on the program, talking about Republic trading. But, you know, you raise points that that thinking people should raise. What is happening to our country at this hour, this late hour, and what are the real stories we should be concentrating on? And unfortunately, we're not concentrating on the real stories. The press corps is having its field day, but it could be probing far more deeply if the media moguls would let it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, with all these illegal aliens and all in the country, and our military out of the country, and them talking up war with Iran, it seems like we could really be getting in a lot of trouble.
Well, we're going to have a lot more trouble than that, but our military are sitting ducks out there now, and we'll have Bill Deagle on Monday night to talk about what is happening with regard to any plan for an invasion and the use of tactical nuclear weapons. What will happen to our troops and how, well, you talk about sickness now and depleted uranium. You ain't seen nothing yet if these monsters in Washington go through with these plans.
You know, Rick, all they have to do is drop the economy and cause the electricity to go down, and the whole country go into turmoil, and the sheep will probably self-destruct, end up eating each other, and be one mess.
I think it's going to happen a little at a time, as it has been happening, because you don't want to do too much too fast. Some people start waking up too quickly, and I think they're working just fine on overtime now, Barney. What they're doing is piecemeal. Piecemeal, and they don't want to destroy us all together at one time. It has to be a continual process. The, you know, the frog in the kettle?
Yeah.
That's the example I'm using. So it'll happen, though. It'll happen every day. We are going deeper and deeper into submission and tyranny each and every day that we talk about it.
At some point, though, they may decide that too many people are getting wise and have to pull them plug.
Well, there you go. But it's always a gamble both ways, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't just cut one way. And it could very well backfire on them because more people are asking questions. More people are getting armed. More people in America are getting food supplies and so forth. So, you know, either way, they're not going to win the final battle, no matter what they do, Barney. Remember that. They will not win. Their day is numbered just as well as anyone else who challenges the authority of the big man.
Well, I think American patriots that have did all the fighting for the one worlders in the past are more than capable of taking them down when the time comes.
Well, we'll see. And one thing is for certain, they will be taken down. Thank you, Barney, from Maryland. All right. We'll be back with Eugene, I believe, in Ohio, and your calls. Next on Uncensored Radio Free America, this is Radio Avenger Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh, yes, you have that opportunity to contribute to the program to affect the knowledge of all of our listeners. And we have listeners listening all over the world now on the Internet, shortwave. We have satellite. We have stations that carry us, and we are very grateful for the freedom that we still have, Yahweh. And we thank him for his people and for those who are beginning to assemble in the flesh of Israel and the carnal Israel, the spiritual Israel, all coming together to bring about the really the prophetic times that we live in. And that's why I say, no matter what the New World Order, as we call it, has in store, no matter what that city of Jerusalem has in store for us, let me tell you, they are already defeated. They are already defeated. They are not going to win. They will be utterly destroyed and cast right out to the lake of fire, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's funny, they talk about the new president of Iran making statements like Israel should be wiped off the map. But it's so ironic that here, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he comes in that day, the day of judgment, okay, the Lord's day, the day of the Lord, not the Sabbath, the day of the Lord, that is exactly what will happen. So I think that's most interesting, most fascinating, that all of the talk we have today should be really centered around that end times prophecy, and what we are experiencing now is nothing but a prelude for the victory that we will have. Now, that victory belongs to Christ, and no one else. It's his city. Jerusalem belongs to God, not to men. It doesn't belong to the state of Israel. It doesn't belong to anyone but God, and that is his city. Satan wants to snatch it. He wants that mercy seat, but he's not going to get it. And what he's going to get instead is an unmerciful seat, and he's going to be chained and bound. So we should be thankful, ladies and gentlemen, we who listen to RBN, who are here on RBN every night, should be thankful for the fact that we are prophets. We are reading the prophecies of the Scriptures, and they are coming to pass with each and every day. So let's be thankful for some things, and nobody can say we just cursed the darkness. We do light some candles here, and we hope that we're doing a lot more lighting than cursing, that's for sure. All right, 800-313-9443 is our number, and I believe we have Eugene from Ohio now. Hello, Eugene.
Hi, Rick. I wanted to tell you that I was listening to C-SPAN this morning near 7 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
And the TV host was taking calls, and he received a call from a fellow claiming to be from an Army post, which I can't remember right now, but I believe it was in the South. And he wanted to know why the news media wasn't discussing the Northwood document, which you know what it is.
Of course.
And he wanted to know why we always supported Israel through our government. And he claimed he actually said, my buddies and I do not want to fight and die for Israel. And the TV host was shocked for about a second, and then he hung up immediately.
That's what I thought.
And then he said, he's a violator. And I don't know what he meant by that unless he wasn't on the topic that they were discussing.
Uh-huh.
He took another call, and the fellow criticized the treatment of North Korea in their nuclear program, and he immediately hung up on them and didn't comment on it. And it made me think, and this is on a news tape 30 years ago near the end of the Vietnam War. I was listening to the news because I was concerned about the war ending, because I was in the reserves during the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And they interviewed a businesswoman, and they asked her what they, you know, as a businesswoman, what they had thought or what she had thought about the Vietnam War ending. And this might be something that these people who worship Bush and love him and Cheney and this clique of his daddy's friends that's running our country, they might remember this when they think about how proud they are of the son's sacrifice and their deaths and flags and medals and things that they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
This woman's remark was, as much as I hate to say it, we hate to see the war end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on a tape, and anybody can find it if they can locate the tape.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That shows you that the news media and the big business live off the glory and the profits of war.
No, absolutely.
And
they've been doing that for a long time. Nothing new under the sun, you know.
And I just hope these people, my son may have to go. He's going to go to camp for 2 weeks.
Oh, my.
And then he's supposed to go, but with them claiming to cut down the troops over there, I don't know if he'll go or not. I guess it depends on the units and their qualifications and that. But like Officer McLam, I'm sure you know of him.
Of course, he's
his
with
son's
us, yeah.
Over there. He claimed a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I just hope these people that are so proud of the lies that he took us into this war, that, you know, I know you have to be proud of your children because you love them. But to let this guy get away with it, it's a shame.
Well, you know, he's doing it because the Lord has allowed him to do it. I think we are being judged as a nation.
Yeah.
You know, the Scriptures say that
right.
When we need prophets and wise men, God will send us fools to rule over us. And boy,
right.
We sure have fools and evil men ruling over us today. That's part of the judgment. If America came back to the principles of God and returned
right.
to him, we wouldn't have to deal with hardly any of this. It would be manageable. Our problems would be manageable problems, my friend.
Right.
Barney. Okay.
I just wanted to make one other comment. I'm beginning to understand, I think, what the word remnant means that so many of these religious people are using. It's not everybody necessarily that's going to go to heaven. It may just be the small little group of people that are the ones that fight the evil and maybe attempt to defeat it.
Like
the colonists did.
You know, that may be, but, you know, I leave it in God's hands. He'll decide who's going to be there and not. But it won't be heaven. It'll be the kingdom of God on earth that we pray for. And, Gene, thank you for your great call. I wish you well and pray for your son. Thank you. Before we take a call from Doug and Sarah and others, I would be remiss if I didn't give you a little spoof, a little reading here. And I can't do it to the tune of Aerosmith. I'm not a singer, but Aerosmith's song, Janie's Got a Gun, has been parodied now for Dick Cheney. And here's how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Janie's got a gun, Janie's got a gun. His whole world's come undone. From looking straight at the sun, what did Dick Cheney do? Who did that crazy shoot? They say when Dick Cheney was arrested, they found him underneath a train. But man, he had it coming. Now that Cheney got a gun, he ain't never going to be the same. Cheney's got a gun. Cheney's got a gun. His dog days just begun. Now everybody's on the run. Tell me now it's untrue. What did that crazy do? He shot some lawyer. The man has got to be insane. They say the spell that he was under, the lightning and the thunder, knew that someone had to stop his reign. Run away from the pain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Run away from the pain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Run away, run away, run away. Cheney's got a gun. Cheney's got a gun. His dog days just begun. Now everyone is on the run. What did crazy do? It's Cheney, lassie you. He tried to take the lawyer out and put a bullet in his brain. The man was such a sleaze, he ain't never gonna be the same. Run away from the pain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Run away, run away, run away. Yeah, 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 yeah. Run away, run away, run away. Cheney's got a gun. Cheney's got a gun. Cheney's got a gun. Everyone is on the run. Doug, you are next from Bastrop. Hello.
Well, Rick, I told you about getting hit by one of the pellets.
Yes, you did last night.
And you, questioned that.
Yes, I did.
And then I questioned all the other versions. Might as well throw my hat into the ring.
Of course.
Throw the spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks, whatever. But I sure appreciate you doing what you're doing, having Reverend Pike on there and this and that and other, because we have 2 days. I used to always switch to RBN to listen to what was going on as opposed to Alex Jones. And here recently I've been listening more Alex repeating himself over and over. The Germanic death cults are coming to kill us all and stop this and whatever. Opposed to Stan Solomon with his neocon, his all Arabs are intrinsically bad. They're out to kill us all.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do this and that. this is just my one man's opinion, but I don't think we have a very good daytime. We have excellent nighttime.
You mean at RBN?
Right.
Well, stay tuned. I will say this, that John Stadtmiller is always in the course of fine-tuning things and changing things. So more changes will be coming even as we speak.
We've got the best in Michael Collins, Piper, and, Rick Adams.
We've got some good people weekends and weekdays, but that's up to the top brass, like I say. And there will be changes coming, Doug, so just stay tuned and pray for the success of RBN, that we do continue to build a solid foundation. I think that's the key here, right?
and pray that I get that little pellet out of my skin before I have to
do
the federal
You really government. Believe that? Do you believe that the story that has been told regarding Dick Cheney's so-called accident?
No.
It makes no sense. Even logistically and physically, it does not make sense.
Well, Rick, I have a burn barrel that, you know, Alex was saying all day. It's 30 yards. That's 60 feet.
Yeah.
He said that over and over and over again. No, that's 90 feet.
Yeah.
And you couldn't even feel it. It would a BB gun
that's
wouldn't
right.
do that.
That's right. That's right. It was close up.
You know, I'm a gun fanatic. I have a lot of guns, and I know what they will do and won't do. But at 90 feet, I've never even heard of a 28-gauge shotgun. But, you know, 20-gauge, which is a lot larger, just makes a little dent on a tin can. Like
what
a BB
happens,
gun would do better.
But what happens when you're within a few, a couple of feet distance? What happens then?
Yeah, it'll do some serious damage.
Mm-hmm. And if it's that close, is it a mistake? Is it an accident?
Well, he could have dropped the gun. And I'm going along with the theory that he was drunk, dropped it.
No, you can't, because they would never drink. They may have had a sip of beer, but they were not inebriated, and they certainly were not under the influence of the neocon, of beer. No, they were not under their spell, no. Interesting things, interesting times we're living in. We'll hopefully
well, Rick,
hear more. Whether it's a distraction or not is not even the issue.
Rick, what we have here is the fact that they wouldn't let the little county sheriff come in there and investigate, like they would haul me off in, you know, leg irons.
Protocol.
And,
yeah.
Right. So what we're talking about is somebody that's just a little bit above the law.
Dick Cheney?
Or something.
Come on. All right, Doug. I think you better go back to drinking. You know they wouldn't do that.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. Oh, John Stapmiller's on. Hey, John Stapmiller.
Well, I was hoping to catch Doug before he jumped off there.
Oh, he's probably going to come back on. Here he is. He's here. He's here,
well,
John.
Well, Doug, if you've got that much criticism about me and this network, why don't you call me at the office and talk to me there rather than blabbing this all over the airwaves? Doug, are you listening?
I sure am. Matter of fact, I'll come down there and talk to you in person, John.
Yeah.
How's that?
No problem.
No problem. I'm looking forward to it, Doug.
Well, the right. network is getting better and better, John, so
well,
you've done a yeoman job.
Well, you know, it's real easy for people to sit back and criticize.
I know.
The issue about Stan Solomon, I've talked to Stan about his subject matter and how he approaches things, and he's his radio days were September 11th, 2001, and I personally think he's been out of the loop.
Uh-huh.
So there is a certain amount of latitude there, but you don't know about a talk show host until you let them up on the air and you
right.
let them do their thing.
That's what it's all about.
And that's exactly it. So Doug, I'd appreciate, you know, anytime you want to come down to the network and talk to me and then air your opinion, I'll be happy to listen to it.
I've been down there, John, several times. You know, it's no problem.
Well, come again.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate it.
All right.
And thank you, John, for getting on. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Not a problem.
I know this is the only program you call, so I appreciate that as well.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Very good. Now, do we have time to play that again? Yes, we do. Then we'll take Sarah and Rodney, and let's play that little snippet, that little precursor to tomorrow night's tape of Honoria. Go ahead, Paul.
Honoria. Taylor Caldwell, internationally famous American novelist, wrote the story of Honoria for the Dan Smoot Report. Honoria was once a great nation. Her story is taken from the pages of recorded history, and it is a poignant commentary on our time when citizens who love their country and who grieve to see it being destroyed by the policies of its own leaders are branded as super patriots and extremists. What was Honoria? And what was her fate? Who made her great? And who were her enemies? Were the enemies within, or were they without? That is the story of Honoria.
Well, that's the story. Tomorrow night you'll hear the whole audio of that television presentation that was broadcast more than 35 years ago on the Dan Smoot Report from Dallas. Dan Smoot was a former FBI agent who went into the ministry of educating the public, just as we're doing today, as to what's happening to our country. So he was a great man, and the program was aired many years ago. It was obviously not copyrighted, and you can tape it, and you can do whatever you want with it, so there's no problem there. Tomorrow night in the program, in the first hour. Right now, let's take a quick break, and then Sarah and Rodney, I think, are going to have the last words tonight on Uncensored Radio, Free America. I'm Rick Adam.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
For me. All right, we're back. Not too much time, so we'll go right back to the phone. Sarah in Austin, hello.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Good. Very good, Sarah. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize I was going to be dodging crossfire with such august callers in. I actually wanted to speak about procedures of in the past and what's going on with you had a show a few days ago about the cemetery process of the it was about people that were winning, burying their dead on sacred land. And you had back-to-back callers, and I wasn't able to get through.
It was a few days ago?
Yes, it was about, it was, I just wanted to say that this is not the first time this has happened, even in America, at the end of the Civil War.
Okay.
And it happened at Arlington Cemetery, which was Mary Custis, I believe, who was the wife of Robert E. Lee. I believe it was her family.
I don't even remember.
Territory.
But...
Well, anyway, all I'm saying is that it has been used in the past as a means of humiliation. You know, burying the other side's war dead on one's own property.
Okay.
And she just, you know, went completely. She just was very upset and about the whole process. I went. See, I've called you three times, and I apologize. I didn't really give you very much information. I'm a military brat. I was born at West Point.
Mm-hmm.
My father went to West Point. My granddaddy went to VMI. And my brothers are very loyal, well, especially my elder brother. And I feel difficulty in expressing anything anti- West Point, because, you know, he would just get really upset. He's, you know, to the right of Genghis Khan. But however, and also his boss was Cheney in the Pentagon a long time ago. I will say one thing, if I may, about Mr. Cheney. I don't want to say anything too much, except there's a film that's shown over and over and over and over again from the 1930s on CBS, on Saturday nights in Austin. It's called. I love the shows because they
what is
have,
it called now, Sarah?
It's called it's called Offbeat Theater,
okay.
And it's out of Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they repeat films, and some from the 30s, but there's a film that I think is very interesting and it's to the point. It's called The Most Dangerous Game.
Mm-hmm.
And game meaning game like deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And it stars Joel McRae, and it's about hunting humans.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Yes.
I know. I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
Anyway, and also, that's all I want to say.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
May I say one more thing?
We just got a few seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no. Let the next
Well,
call
we're out of time anyway.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. Good to hear from you. Call a little earlier next time in the evening. We don't have time for Rodney, but tomorrow night we might. So, Rodney, you stay tuned tomorrow night. Don't miss the program. Back at 8 o'clock Central, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.